scene that was the often blotted newsroom. It was 2 in the afternoon, and it was pitch black outside. Freezing rain and sudden gusts of wind battered the windows. The weather report was heading up the home page, of course. Unusually good or unusually bad, the weather was always on the main page online, because it was something that always sold. It was the day's most read article, with almost 1,000 clicks a minute. Ambra leafed forward to an empty page in her notebook and said, as obligingly as she could, "What exactly do you want me to do in Norrbotten?" Grace picked up a few stacks of paper and almost managed to knock over a mug of stale coffee. No one had their own desk, not even the editors. Grace was one of 4 news editors who manned the desk, round the clock, every day of the year. The other editors, everything from sports, entertainment, and crime, to foreign affairs, investigative, and culture, were spread around the room like satellites orbiting a never-sleeping hub. "The note was just here. I want to say it was Colix," said Grace. "Always something to be grateful for." She obediently wrote down Colix in her notebook. "You'll be interviewing Elsa, 92. Call up and arrange a meeting. I should have her number, too. It came in through the tip service. I had a feeling it could be something." "Great," Ambra said, managing not to pull a face. The tip service was often Blodet's digital space for ordinary people to submit news tips and earn 1,000 kroner if it paid off. In 99.99% of cases, it didn't. But Ambra wrote down Elsa anyway, and then rubbed her forehead. "Elsa's a person, at least?" she asked. The question wasn't irrelevant. Once, she was sent out to interview a certain Sixten Berry, 20. Sixten turned out to be a white-crested cockatoo who could sing and dance along to Hooked on a Feeling. The interview became an amusing paragraph with a funny video clip online. Not quite what Ambra dreamed of during her journalism training. Grace pulled out a neon yellow post-it note. "Here, Elsa Svensson, born 1923. She had an affair with one of our prime ministers and evidently gave birth to his secret love child." That made Ambra look up. "Recently?" she asked skeptically. Grace raised an elegant eyebrow. "The woman's 92, so no, not in this century. But she's never talked to the press before, and she seems to be a real Norrbotten original. Could be a good story. Long, interesting life story, exotic place, you know. And it's perfect for Christmas. People love that kind of thing." Ambra replied without any enthusiasm. "Which prime minister?" "One of the dead ones. You'll have to double check." "Didn't they all have a load of illegitimate children?" Ambra really didn't want to do this. Give her double homicides and traffic accidents any day. "Come on, Ambra. This one is practically made for you. It's what you're good at. Guaranteed to bring in a load of clicks. And I'm under orders to do more of this kind of thing. It sells like mad. Plus, the woman specifically asked for you." "Of course," said Ambra. "It happens sometimes. The readers wanted to meet a specific reporter." She glanced over toward the window again. An electric Advent chandelier flickered irregularly at her. The entire media world rested on numbers of clicks, because that meant advertising revenue. And there was no ignoring the fact that, in practice, she was probably only one reshuffle away from losing her job. Her career had been on what could only be described as a downward curve for the past few years. If she did